The short session of the General Assembly has resulted in a guarantee that school districts perceived as shortchanged by the state's lottery distribution formula will get at least $14 million next year. Representative Ray Rapp explains.
What we have accomplished in this short session is to get a one-year fix on the distribution of lottery funds so that we've increased the amount for school construction monies by about 35% over what our mountain counties were receiving during the past academic year. In short, what this means is we have put aside a minimum of $14.2 million in additional funds for school construction lotteries that will come to mountain school systems, along with some other ones on the coast who did not qualify under the special high tax rate that the legislative formula calls for. This $14.2 million in additional funds means that for each student in the Yancey, Madison, Haywood County school systems, Mitchell County school systems, for each student, the school system will get an additional $34.83 per student. Now, that will translate into a total of $97.94 for each student to be applied for school construction, school maintenance needs. This is a one-year fix that took me about 2 months to work on. This is a one-year fix until the Public School Funding Formula Committee, which I'm on, meets to review all funding formulae. There are 9 major categories that we're going to be looking at statewide so that we can make sure that there's equity in funding across the state.
Ray Rapp is a Democrat representing District 118, which is made up of Haywood and Madison counties, and a portion of Yancey County. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.